all like that, but we don't drink that water. We used to drink it. But we built a little house over it, you see, so nothing could fall in it or anything. But after we moved up here and had this deep well, we didn't use that water to drink anymore. We just used it to wash and do different things like that, you see.
You talking about one of those big black kettles?
Yeah, iron kettle. Good big thing. Hello. Yeah? Don't you want to come help me? Well. Okay. That's my daughter-in-law right next door. She's curious.
She wanted to know who I was.
She said she saw you at Mr. George's this morning.
Yeah.
Just saw you when, you know, driving there or something. I don't know what, but she said she saw you there. She knew I talked, you know, I talked to you yesterday afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
And, because she's just a big coward as I am. She lives right there next door. And she won't let anybody in here that she don't know, you know.
Well, I'm not interested in selling anything or buying anything from anybody or taking anything except your own ideas and recollections about the way you were coming up here. That's all. Did you ever see those things that they would have that would run around the house and catch water that way?
That's a gutter.
Uh-huh.
I have one in the front and I have one in the back. Always did have them.
Somebody coming up to see you?
No, unless somebody on a bicycle or something going down the road. No, I have two, one in the back to catch water in that kettle, you see.
Yes, ma'am.
And this in the front, you know, where we used to, the front sill used to get rotten all the time. So we decided to put a gut up there. You see, when they build these old houses, they left just about this much drop. And when it rains, all that falls right on the porch. So we decided to put a gutter up there to catch all that, you see, and let it run out at the corner, you see, on the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about some of the, what did you call outdoor toilets?
Well, we just called them toilets, I guess. That's all I knew, just toilets. We had a lot of those, I can tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we got all fixed up with electricity and all that. I lived up here a good while without electricity and all that.
Oh. Do you have a little room off the kitchen where you keep canned goods or something like that?
A pantry, yeah.
What about a lot of useless things that you're going to throw away?
I wished I could throw away a lot of things. Well, that's what I was doing this morning when you called me. I was digging on the back porch and things that I wasn't going to use and all that, paper and patterns and all that, and I was throwing all that away.
You just got a lot of...
It's just a lot of junk that you keep and you put it here. I'm going to throw that away. Well, when you go to pick that up, you know, I might need that. Yeah, put it back. I wished I could burn things like that. That's what I wished I could do. I'm trying to do it.
Did
I used to sew a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Sew for everybody around here. And I had patterns and scraps and all that, like I don't know what. Thread, big old boxes, some hardly used at all, some little bit, just a little bit on a spool, and you just hate to throw it away because someday you might need just that little bit. And that's what I was trying to do this morning, trying to pick up things and throw them away. I've been trying to do that. And just like this armor, I've got a lot of stuff in there that I would like to take and throw it away, but I'll undo it. Put it all right back again. And I know I never will use it.